Who cares? This is my show reporting live in Virginia Beach. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app, Overcast. Welcome to my show. Happy May. It's a beautiful day in Virginia Beach. Welcome to my show. There was a lot of good coaches out there. Even now, even if you go as far as college, you're looking at Dean Smith, and you look at Coach K, might be one of the best coaches in college basketball, and the Alabama coach in college football, a lot of people think is the best coach for college football. NFL, you look at the NFL, well, there's not a ton out there. Bill Belichick is probably the best, or one of the best I've seen, and a lot of people think he's the best. Some people think, not so much. In hockey, it's very hard to say. Hockey's a tough sport to pick exactly one coach. A lot of these are. Coach K or Dean Smith. Dean Smith was a very good coach for North Carolina. Helped them a lot. Coach K has been the coach for Duke for a very, very long time. He is helping Duke. The thing that you really have to look at here on deciding who's better, even a coach, you almost got to look at Dean Smith here. And I don't say that because I'm a North Carolina fan and Coach K is participating at Duke. I'm not saying that. But Coach K has not had a ton of successful NBA players. Dean Smith has. They named a stadium. They named a dome after Dean Smith. The Dean Smith Dome at North Carolina University. Give them time, but they may not name one after Coach K. And again, I'm not saying this because I'm a North Carolina fan, but if you look at the different coaches, and especially in this category of who's better, the players have more success in the NBA when Coach Dean Smith was coach than with Coach K. What great player did Coach K have in the NBA? Not a ton. Zion Williamson might be the best when he gets in the NBA in June. He might be the best player out of Duke in a very long time. He may be one of the best. If you look at his records, if you look at Coach K, how many times has he made March Madness and not won the cup? Duke was by far favorite this year. Zion Williamson, R.J. Barrett, Duke had two of the top five college basketball players in the country. Got knocked out in the Elite Eight by Michigan State. A team that was by far favored, by far looked good. I've watched a lot of college basketball games this year. Duke, by far, looked like the best team in college basketball. Yes, even better than Virginia University. Yes, even better than North Carolina. Yes, even better than Auburn and Texas Tech. Now, those teams all looked good. But Duke was much better than them. And if you look at the way they played, they didn't look like the best team in college basketball. They barely won in the second round. They barely won to Virginia Tech in the third round. And then they finally lost to Michigan State in the fourth round. I'm not saying that Coach K is not the worst coach. I'm not saying he's not the best coach. He might, right now, currently in the NCAA, I will say that Coach K is the best coach currently. But if you try to figure it out deeply and past, in the past, I think personally, Dean Smith had more of a bigger franchise, helped North Carolina out a little bit more, helped players. I mean, North Carolina and Duke, both great colleges, both great franchise there, very great colleges, colleges that people would want to go to, especially for basketball. And guess where Michael Jordan came out of? North Carolina. Currently, to this day, I still think Michael Jordan was the best NBA basketball player in history of the NBA. Where did he come out of? North Carolina. And I'm not saying all of this because I'm a North Carolina fan. Because I respect Duke. But if you really break it down, I think Dean Smith was one of the best coaches in the NCAA, if not the best. Coach K's not far behind him. Coach K might be the second best NCAA coach in history. Will he get in front of Dean Smith? That I don't know. They're both very great coaches. They both raised the bar so high that I don't know if it'll ever be touched again. Now, Roy Williams is a great, great coach. He really is. But will he hit that bar? Currently, the two best coaches currently in the NCAA are Roy Williams and Coach K. And I will say, Duke's had more of a NBA, they both had a lot of NBA people, players who've gone to the NBA. But look at Duke, currently, in the last couple years. Kentucky has a lot of great, great players too. De'Aaron Fox, North Carolina, they keep losing players in the NBA. Right now, I'll be completely honest, Duke and North Carolina are really, really close with putting players in the NBA. The coaches, Roy Williams, Coach K, are really close to putting the same amount of players in the NBA. Alright, well, coming up on my show, stay tuned. We have the NFL draft highlights, the NBA draft predictions, the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. A lot to talk about in the NHL playoffs. MLB is looking really, really good. Seattle Pirates. Stay tuned for that. And to end it, I will be listing the top 10 NFL franchise in the history of the NFL. Stay tuned for that on my show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the My Show podcast. Let's go right in to NBA playoffs. Bucks and Celtics, that's a very good series. You're seeing Kyrie Irving and the Greek Freak come at it. And Boston's, it's a very, very good series right now. And The other one that I'm very impressed with is Denver. Denver lost last night or the night before. I think it might have been last night. And now the stat series is tied. And Portland, if there is any team in this NBA playoff walk, the Portland Trailblazers has caught me by surprise so much. Not only did they breeze by the first round, which I thought would be a little challenging for the Portland Trailblazers, but they're playing like they're an NBA West competitor. And I really think that they are. I don't know, you know, Denver, if they can get through Denver, I think that Portland could potentially be a championship team here. Maybe not this year, but at least next year, if they keep it going, I could see Portland being an easy championship team. And I said from a couple of weeks now, the Milwaukee Bucks are the team to watch in the East. They are really talented. They're good in the paint. They're good outside of the paint. I don't know if any team, including the Golden State Warriors, can stop this Milwaukee Bucks team. They're very talented. They are. They're a team that, after next year, I could see being the new Golden State. If Kevin Durant leaves, which is looking better and better, I think, once Kevin Durant leaves Golden State, Golden State's going to fall pretty quickly. The Milwaukee Bucks, I think, will be the next Golden State. I think the Milwaukee Bucks will own the East. If not, they already do. A lot of people think Boston, Philadelphia are all great teams. Some of them might own the East. I can tell you this much. The three best teams in the East so far, I think, are the Milwaukee Bucks, the Boston Celtics, and the Philadelphia 76ers. In the East, that's what I'm looking at. In the West, the Golden State Warriors, the Portland Trailblazers, and the Denver Nuggets. Of what I've seen, those are the three best. If you would have asked me that question a couple weeks ago, I don't think I would have had Portland in that list. So Portland has definitely taken me by surprise. All right, well, let's move on to the NBA draft. I disagree. I think Kobe White, I think Zion will be number one. I think Zion would definitely be number one. I don't know how you can pass on him. I don't know how any team can pass on him. I mean, I can tell you this much. Nobody wants to give up the number one, two, or three slot in the NBA draft. That's how talented this year's draft is going to be. Kobe White, Nassar Little, RJ Barrett, Zion Williamson, all great players. All are going to rank within the top 20. All are definitely going to go first round and probably rank up in the top 20. They are all great players. And this is going to be one exciting draft, and I can't wait to see it. Next, MLB. Pirates are not as good. Pirates used to be very talented. A team that I thought could make it. Again, there's a long ways off, but a team that I thought could make it. I still think the Yankees are the wild card team. Boston's not as great as I thought they were. Dodgers, I still think, are going to make it. But the Yankees, again, are that wild card team that I don't know. They're a very good team, but they are ups and downs a little bit. And, well, it'll be quite interesting to see how they do. They might be great, and that's the same thing with the Boston Celtics. They could really well be a great team, too. They're just a little under 500 right now, and they might not be as good as what I thought they were. Tonight, in the MLB, top of the 7th, Nationals are ahead of the Cardinals. I'm actually picking the Nationals. Red Sox, White Sox, bottom of the 1st. This could go either way. I mean, if you look at the records, Boston's at 14-17, White Sox are at 13-15. By looking at the records, I'm going to say Boston. So it'll be quite interesting. Also, tonight, the Blue Jays play the Angels. That's very close. Those two teams are neck and neck. But I'm going to say the Angels. I think the Angels are going to do it. I don't think they'll do it easy, but I think they will do it. All right, well, next, we're going to go to NHL. And this is the NHL playoffs. There are tons of teams out there who I wouldn't thought be in it. First off, the Blues are ahead of the Blue Jackets 2-1. Sharks and Avalanches play tonight as well. The Blues and Stars won 4-2. Islanders and Hurricanes beat the Islanders. They are just killing it. I think the Hurricanes could go all the way. If the Hurricanes can, our only other team that's very, very good is the Boston Bruins. I think it's going to be the Boston Bruins versus the Carolina Hurricanes, and that's going to be exciting. Both great offenses. That's going to be a great series if it's those two teams. All right, well, coming up on my show, the top 10 current NFL teams and the top 10 NFL teams in history. So you don't want to miss that. That's coming up on my show. Also, the wrap-up podcast. Stay tuned for all that coming up on my show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the My Show podcast. Last podcast of the day. Top 10 current and top 10 historical NFL teams. Number 10 currently. We're going to start with currently. And the number 10, I think, is the Baltimore Ravens. They're very good. They are a team that is, you just never know how good they're going to be. And I think they made my top 10 list. So Baltimore Ravens, 10. Number 9, the Seattle Seahawks. They have a phenomenal offense. One of the best in the NFC. They're not as good as what they have been in the past, but they're still not good. They made my not number 9 list. Number 8. The Miami Dolphins. They had that miracle upset against the New England Patriots a few games before the playoffs. They are very good. They will cause you to have upsets. They're number 8. Number 7. I have to say it. Number 7. Is the Houston Texans. Phenomenal defense. They got a new quarterback out of Clemson 2 or 3 years ago. He is just phenomenal. Great wide receiver line. They're going to be good. If they're not already great, they're going to be extremely good, I think, next year. The only issue they'll have next year is Jacksonville Jaguars got quarterback Nick Foles, and he's great out of he came from the Philadelphia Eagles. Jacksonville signed him. That's the only issue that every team in the AFC South is going to have, including the Houston Texans, the Indianapolis Colts, and the Tennessee Titans. Number 6 on my list. The Minneapolis Vikings, or Minnesota Vikings. They're very, very good. They are a little off, I thought, this past year. They didn't make the playoffs. They've been playing pretty good. That's my number 6 team. Number 5. The Chicago Bears. They made it to the playoffs. They sadly got knocked out in the first round. I like seeing them play, and they're good. I think they're going to be better this year. Number 5, Chicago Bears. Number 4, I'm going to say number 4 is going to have to be the Pittsburgh Steelers. They lost 2 superstars. That'll hurt them, especially moving forward. They didn't make it. Part of the reason why they're so low on my list at number 4 is because they play down to their competition. If they would stay right where they are, they would be 10 times better. But they play so much down to their competition that they have to be number 4. Number 3 is the New Orleans Saints. They're very, very good. They had that upset against the Rams, but it wouldn't surprise me if they try next year and they actually make it next year. We'll see how great they are. I think they'll be pretty good. Number 2 on my list is the Los Angeles Rams. They are great. They really are. They'll have the youngest coach in the NFL. They have one of the youngest quarterbacks, and they made it to the Super Bowl. And they were close to beating the Patriots. You got to give the Rams credit here. And I'm just going to let you know, the Kansas City Chiefs did not make this list for a few reasons. I don't know how great they're going to be next year. And Mahomes is one of the youngest quarterbacks in the NFL. If not, I think he might be the youngest. And I don't think he has a ton of experience yet. They're probably my number 11th team, the Kansas City Chiefs. Even though they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, they're still pretty good. They didn't make the Super Bowl. But anyway, they're probably number 11. Number 1, current NFL team. The best current NFL team, I have to say it, the New England Patriots. I do believe Gronkowski leaving will hurt them. And if I would do a top 10 future list, the Patriots wouldn't be number 1. Because of this Gronkowski situation. But Tom Brady's still playing great at his age. And they're just still very loaded. I will give them that. The Patriots are a really loaded team. I just don't think they'll be as good this year because of the Gronkowski leaving. But we'll see. Top 10 greatest teams in the history of the NFL. Number 10, the Seattle Seahawks. 2 runs to the Super Bowl in a row, and they almost did it earlier. That's just incredible to me. Number 10 is the Seattle Seahawks. Number 9 has to be, for me, the Baltimore Ravens. They haven't done much lately. They beat the San Francisco 49ers a couple Super Bowls ago. Not a ton of people expected them to do that. So they have to be my number 9 list, the 49ers. Number 8, I'm going to have to say number 8 is going to be the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, this is more current, but they did win the Super Bowl. Nick Foles is why they made the list. Incredible. You're talking about a backup who took them to the Super Bowl? A backup. They're number 7. Number 6, I'm going to have to say number 6 is going to be number 6 is going to be the Green Bay Packers. Currently, they're not the best team. Currently. In the past, they've been great. Beating the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Super Bowl, they're pretty good when Aaron Rodgers is healthy. They're number six. Number five, I'm going to say number five is going to be the New Orleans Saints. They haven't done a ton lately, but they're there. They're there. Number seven. Excuse me. They're there. Number. What are we? Three? Number three. No, I'm sorry. We're number four. Number four is going to have to be the New England Patriots. New England Patriots in six Super Bowls. They're there. Number three is the Dallas Cowboys. They're still doing a lot for Dallas. They're still trying to get to the Super Bowl. They tried to make a run last year. They got to be my number six. Excuse me, my number three team. Number two. Then my number two team has to be the. I'm going to say number two has to be the Indianapolis Colts, and that might take a lot of people by surprise. They are a very talented team. They really are. Andrew Luck is playing great, and they're a team to watch out for. And Andrew Luck came in, and he really helped Indianapolis. Number two is the Colts. The best NFL franchise in history that I believe. Maybe not currently, but definitely in the past, is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Number one, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Six Super Bowls. They were crushing it. Mean Joe Green. Troy Polamalu. Ben Roethlisberger. Terry Bradshaw. They, especially back in Terry Bradshaw's age, they were looking like a great team. They really were. Mountain Man, Le'Veon Bell, which is a little bit more current, Antonio Brown, a little bit more current, Juju, currently. They still, the list of superstars goes on and on and on for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think they're the best franchise in the NFL history. Maybe not currently, but definitely in the past. My number one pick, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, thank you for listening to the My Show podcast today. Coming up tomorrow, I will be doing one on all of the wrap-up, the games tonight, the games tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. For the last time, live in Virginia Beach, have a great night.